can we talk about the big fatty coupon? You know this thing, the whatever Wednesday, going to the Vons East, and the like. Now, how are we supposed to track all of this? Like, I'm not sure that I'm capturing enough metrics on this coupon thing, because you know he's gonna come up with some fucking bizarre question next year for the winner of the whatever the fucking contest is for the fucking BFO coupon. So I just realized I'm only tracking the savings. I'm not tracking the amount spent. And there's got to be some, he's going to ask for some bizarre algorithm, like how many Wednesdays did he spend more than $22 or save more than $22? That's going to be the question. And I'm going to have to rebuild my database so that I can calculate and extrapolate and permutate the whatever the bizarre question's gonna be. I'm getting worried now. I should have been capturing more data on this BFO coupon.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
He's gonna come up with some fucking bizarre question next year for the winner of the whatever the fucking contest is for.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2342 of the BFO for Thursday, the 5th of January 2017. Yo, coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna finish up the crema cause, and Big Fatty, get ready to calculate, extrapolate, and permutate. Yes! Hello, Mixers, Big Fatty, like a Duncan Hines, like a wintry mix. Hi, everyone, I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, I'm recording a little late on a hump day night because, y'all, when I got home, I decided I needed to get out and have a nipple walk. I hadn't had one since Monday, and yes, Big Fatty, you went a whole day without one. It's true, but I needed it, and y'all, it was just nice to get out. And y'all, it looks like our weather is going south. Big Fatty, does that mean it's getting warmer? No, it means it's going to get frigid. It's going to be frigid here over the weekend. Y'all, in fact, when I got back from the nipple walk, the weather rat was on, and y'all, he is calling for a possibility of a wintry mix. Yes, Big Fatty, and I think Pink Shoes and Moose Pea and Stacy and Durham and everybody up there in the North Kakalaki might be in for more than a chance of a wintry mix. It does look like they're going to get some accumulation, as they say. Yes, Big Fatty, you're such a meteorologist. Yes. Now, y'all, before I tell you whose celebration of exiting the birth canal it is today, y'all, I want to once again say I'm sorry to Baloo for letting the time get away from me yesterday and not play the celebration of exiting the birth canal music for him on yesterday's. Big Fatty, I'm sure he was happy to have a nice piece of, cake. Well, okay. And, but y'all, in addition to Baloo's birthday yesterday, y'all, today, the 5th of January, y'all, is a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Now, y'all, I'm not 100% sure, but I believe he may have been to each and every Pride 48 out there in the Lost Wages. He may have missed the first one. I don't remember, but y'all, just as sweet as he can be, and y'all, he became a celebrity the year that old Stinkpot. Y'all, that's the rest of my poke my poke roast and dressing. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, he lives out there near the Walnut Hills, or at least he used to. I assume he's still there. And y'all, it is none other than the Good Humor Penguin. Y'all, it's that Michael Fye band. Ready? We love Michael Fye. It's true. So y'all, if you see Big Fatty, I don't know if Michael Fye's on the Twitter or the Facebook. I'm not sure if he is either. But y'all, if he is, if you see Michael Fye on the Twitter or the Facebook or just wandering around the Walnut Hills, Big Fatty, that's not safe. They're gangs. Oh, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big ol' piece of cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, I guess y'all know we got 3 cards left, and we're going to get them open today. Yes, Big Fatty, it's kind of sad. Well, and y'all, by the way, all the return cards are already in the mail, so you should be seeing them soon. Y'all, our first card today is from that Stevie B. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Stevie B. And let's just see what we got here. Oh, Big Fatty, that is... Oh, look at that. It's a Big Fatty, that is gorgeous. It's a shoe. It glittered. It's bedazzled and shimmering, and it says for a fabulous friend, and it's got a little red ribbon on it. And it says for a fabulous friend with love. And y'all, you open it up and it says you put the sparkle into crema just by being you. With lots of love to a special friend, BF, have the best crema. Love, Stevie B. Stevie B, that is absolutely a Big Fatty. It came from London, Mexico. It did, from the Ark. That is lovely. Y'all, our next card is from that Gus Chan. How do you know, Big Fatty? Because he's drawn a picture of a crema tree on the front. Oh, okay. And then, y'all, you open it up. Oh, and Big Fatty, it looks like Father Crema. It does. That is on a plaid card, and it says, wishing you a Merry Crema and a Happy New Year, Gus Chad. Big Fatty, so January contest will be What Does Big Fatty Mean to You contest. Written, call, or email in What Big Fatty Show Means to You January 1st. Through midnight on the 29th. Big Fatty, the 29th. Okay, and then we'll pick a winner on the 30th or later if Fatty takes too long to read all the entries. Big Fatty, you'll take too long. That's no doubt. Gus Chad, that is a gorgeous card, and we just love the contest. And y'all, our final card is from Miss Beaver. Big Fatty, all the way from the Faroe Islands. It's true. Let's just see what Miss Beaver's got here for us. And let's just open it up, and it's, oh, Big Fatty, look! It says, Frohe Wine Achocton. And y'all, it's a squirrel gathering his nuts. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. And it says, Big Fatty, Merry Crema, and all the best for the new year. Thank you so much for the friendship and all the good things you do for us. You always make me smile and giggle. And that is priceless in these times. You are the best, and all the Beavers love you. KB and the ugly others. Big Fatty! And he says, P.S. I hope the little giftette has found its way to the Fat Villa by now. XO, if not, don't be worried. It was crap anyway. Big Fatty, y'all, you know, she gave me the turlet bowl cover. Well, Kim Beaver, thank you so much. And everyone, thank you so much for all the crema cards and crema wishes and all. And y'all, it just means the world to Big Fatty. And I cannot thank you enough.
Born is the King of Israel.
hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Tell me it's not true, Big Fatty. George Michael, dead, age 53. That's ridiculous. Well, I hope Carrie Fisher makes it out of her heart attack coma or whatever she's in. Oh my goodness. Anyway, happy Boxing Day. This is Scotty calling from the future. Oh, it's Christmas Day there. Happy Cripper, Crimmer, Cripper, Crimmer, Crimmer. Oh, you know what I mean. Eat some bloody ham and get fat. Bye.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That, of course, is the little Ozzy Batler, Scotty, from down there in the future. And first of all, Scotty, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the call. Even if it was reporting a death, y'all, I tell you what, a lot of people died that last week there in 2016. And y'all, it was just a punch in the stomach for a lot of people. Big Fatty, you don't punch me in the stomach. No, we would never punch Poodle in the stomach. No, Big Fatty, even if I was a talking poodle. It was. That's correct. But Scotty, chin up, and I hope your new year is going well there in the new house.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Gus Chad. I'm still working on my resolution to keep calling you. So this Christmas, I did 29 ornaments for gifts, and I had tons of people tell me I need to start selling my ornaments. So maybe next year, if I get enough made, my sister's going to take them to a craft sale and see if she can sell them. I did 20 Christmas cards, and I was surprised at the number of people who commented how detailed they are and said, do you use a magnifying glass? And I said, no. But maybe I need to start using a magnifying glass. I'm starting to get old. So hope you're still having a good rest, and traffic wasn't horrible on the drive back from Atlanta. I will talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is that Gus Chad. And Gus Chad, thank you so much for the call. Big Freddy, he's doing a very nice job keeping up on his New Year's revolutions. It's true. Gus, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. Yes, Big Freddy, and I'm honored. I'm honored that I was one of those 20 crema cards. That you said I had a Gus Chad ointment on my crema tree this year. Featured the Veda and Bacon Show. Yes, Big Fatty, you're going to have an episode of catch-up calls from them tomorrow. It's true. And y'all, I've still got lots of calls. So the cads are done unless somebody sent me a late cad. But anyway, Gus, thank you so much. And I'm y'all. The thing is, when he says he painted 20 crema cards, y'all, it's not just the card. It's the envelope, and on the inside, he paints the message on the inside also. So, y'all, I mean, this takes hours and hours to do. Big Fatty, certainly it takes a lot longer for him to do that than for you to do this crap. I mean, the little show. Can you hear that? Can you ask me, Granny? We hear it. Y'all, as I do, on hump day, went to the Von's East during my lunch hour. Y'all, they didn't have a whole lot on sale, and I didn't need a whole lot, but y'all, I decided I was going to make some of my lemon chicken soup, since there's, the wintry mix is coming to town. So y'all, I got a couple of lemons, got me an onion, got some carrot sticks and some celery. Y'all, they had the, I like the Honey Bunches of Oats cereal. And the other one I really like is the Blueberry Morning. And the Blueberry Morning was buy one, get one free. So I got a box of that. Y'all, I got some Veggie Lovers Solid. That was buy one, get free. Y'all, they had the Apple Snack. 3 for $6. Y'all, I picked up some salt. It's time to start making some popcorn in the coal mine. So I got some salt for that. And y'all, that's all I bought. Y'all, I spent $18.91. Big Fatty, you really didn't buy much. I didn't. And I saved $6.11. Big Fatty, that's not very good for the first coupon of 2017. Well, they'll get bigger. They'll get bigger. Yes, Big Fatty!
It's January Content Contest Month. It's January Content Contest Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the Fat One with sweet thoughts of what the show means to you. Because Gus Chad's got a big prize, and he loves hearing the Fat One kerfuffle. And he also loves to hear the Fat One get choked up every now and then with your kindness. It's January Content Contest Month. Give him a call and say something really nice.
That is correct.
If you can't think of anything, make something up.
Y'all, that of course is Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for the totally original, never used before, original bumper for the January Content Contest. And Gus Chad, y'all, I don't know if you heard it yesterday, but y'all, it was a three. He said it was a three figure prize. So y'all, get your Big Fatty, get your ass in gear is what they need to do. Yeah, Gus, y'all, I got a testimonium last night. And y'all, it was a picture of my Northeast straight boyfriend's hand, and in his hand were Big Fatty's nuts. Big Fatty? No, it's the pecans. Oh, that's very different. It's true. And y'all, he said that my nuts felt very good in his mouth. They were nice and warm and salty, and he just wanted to keep them there. Big Fatty, you make everything vulgar. Y'all also just wanted to give you an update on Fat Acres. Y'all, there are 41 houses under some form of construction right now. All four of them have been occupied now, and y'all, all 9 of the townhomes, which are not included in that 41, are occupied. And y'all, my dinner with my neighbors last night was just lovely. We had enchiladas, and we had some sort of seafood shrimp stew. It was lovely. Yes, Big Fatty, and wine. Don't forget wine. Oh, Dick, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely Thursday. Big Fatty, y'all, it's hard getting back into routine. It's just hard getting back into routine at the coal mine. But, y'all, it'll all be back to normal here pretty soon. So, anyway, you just have to suffer through it a little bit. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like the little show, just suffer through it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Fade Driver. And, y'all, you know, he did his Christmas Day run. And, you know, he always plays crema music. Big Fatty, he didn't play any this year, I know. Fade Driver, what do you say to that?
He's going to come up with some fucking bizarre question next year for the winner of the whatever the fucking contest is.
Oh, is there going to be a contest to pick your crema music next year?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the Fat One.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.